Good Erev Shabbos Parshas Truma. So yeshiva bachrim tend to get invited out for Shabbos meals quite often, or more precisely, they tend to invite themselves out. And every self-respecting yeshiva bachr knows that he's got to come prepared with a short Dvar Torah to share at the table. Now, although fine yeshiva bachrim tend to have many strong points, preparing a Dvar Torah isn't necessarily on that list. Sometimes it is, but not always. So you always got to have a Dvar Torah in your back pocket just in case. And this one is one of the classics we always used to use. And this week's parsha, it says the word vinasnu, which literally means "and they shall give." Now, the word vinasnu is a palindrome. It could be read the same way, backwards and forwards. And what do we learn from here? That when one gives, he actually receives. And this vart is so classic, in some circles, it's completely lost its oomph, which really is a chaval because the lesson is so true, it never gets old, or at least shouldn't get old. And if the host didn't learn that week's parsha, then he probably wouldn't know that the word vinasnu wasn't actually there, and everyone's happy they had a Dvar Torah. Now, the word vinasnu is not in this week's parsha, but we have a similar lesson. The pasuk read at the beginning states, "Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikchu li truma." Speak to the b'nei Yisrael, and they shall take a donation for me. And the wording's strange because the pasuk is referring to people donating money and materials to the Mishkan, not taking donations. But the lesson, as we said, is the same as the word vinasnu. When one donates, when they give, they're actually receiving. And this isn't just with money, that if you give money, if you give tzedakah, you're going to get tzchosim in shemayim or a plaque on the wall and a little bit of kavod. It's in every area of your life. Give of yourself, your time, your talents, and expertise. You might think that you're helping that yid and doing them a favor, but in truth, you gain far more. The Mishnah says, "Umitamida yaser mikulam." One gains more from those they teach, from those they give to, far more than those whom they learn from and receive from. And this rings very true in psychology as well. Often a person's down and depressed, they're seeking help, waiting for someone to lend them a hand in life. However, many times, the healing comes the exact opposite way. The moment they give their hand to someone else, they uplift another, care for another, inspire, teach, move, raise, and water the other, they end up being brought to the highest place, and they gain the most. So let's take that lesson of Nasnu, of Yikhuli, bring it into our lives, families, and communities. And with all that nesina, all that giving, then in this week's parsha built the Mishkan, Hashem's dwelling place in the world. With our nesina, we should witness the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi b'mherav yomeinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.